Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Make It Talk with Alex Okoji. It's all about straight talk with some of the biggest global icons, leaders, entertainers, motivational speakers, authors, life coaches, relationship experts, social advocates, and extraordinary friends as they treat themselves, their experiences, and share their unfiltered thoughts about life issues. I believe in stripping the lies and empowering the mind through the freedom of expression. I'm unapologetic about being open, so I motivate my guests to tell it like it is and help my listeners build a presence of mind while finding their voice. So it's all about the best in authentic conversations with real people about real life experiences. So let's keep it unfiltered, unscripted, uncensored, and uncut. You're welcome to today's episode. Welcome to the Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. And yes, my name is Alex, and I'm broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, the heart of Africa. And wherever you're listening from around the world, this is one place for real, authentic conversations about real experiences. And I can't wait to, you know, just get into today's show. But first things first, I need to kind of like, you know, apologize for last week, I think. We didn't have the show last week. I'm sorry, guys. Last week was pretty hectic. I was working towards the release of my new book. Yay! Yes, the new book is out, finally. The Naked Truth is out. And guys, you know, just get ready. Just go to my website, go to my official website and download the ebook. You can find it at www.alexacordi.me. Or just go to Gumroad. You know, you can go to www.gumroad.com/alexcoji and you can get your, you know, get a copy of your ebook. And it's pretty, not expensive, you know, $999 or 2,000 naira if you're, you know, all the way in Nigeria. And, of course, you can also pre-order a hard copy of the book. It's pretty much a weety-greety guide to the real truth about love, life, sex, relationships, and reality. And I, you know, tell it from my unfiltered, I give an unfiltered, totally unfiltered, position, you know, I share my own filter thoughts, you know how it is. But, just, you know, last week on the show, we were supposed to have Rachel Roffe, and we did have a little, but we're going to be catching up with Rachel Roffe on the 16th of October, so don't miss that show. Well, just before we get into today's show, let's just first of all say hello to our friends at Evolution Magazine. They're all about giving your hair a voice and, of course, bringing to you the hair side of life. And you can find them at www.evolutionmagazine.com. And, of course, our friends at the Tony Okoroji Store. It's all about the best in intellectual property, books, music, movies, first-class events. And you can find them at www.tonyokoroji.com. And, of course, our friends at QTV Entertainment and Events. It's all about the first class in A-class entertainment, and you can find them at www.qtvevents.com. And guys, yes, the hashtag SYC is almost here, hashtag share your closet. And yeah, I couldn't make my shoot today, but I can't wait to see the other celebrities that are getting involved in this campaign. It's pretty much an auction, and it's all about trying to raise funds for the less privileged living in slum areas. And if you're feeling very philanthropic or charitable, don't forget you can be part of this. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You know, if you have something you want to auction or give away to people living in Africa, wherever you are, just reach out to the organizers at their Jagadeo Paul Foundation, and you can find them at www.jagadeopaulfoundation.com, or reach out to their organizers, QTV Entertainment at Events, and their www.qtvevents.com. Yeah, that was a mouthful, right? Anyway, guys, I'm so pumped. I'm always pumped. It's Friday Radio Special, and we have such a special guest on the show today, guys, and I can't wait. And, oh, guys, don't forget, we're syndicating all over your radio. So we're on all your favorite radio, internet radio platforms. We're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, and we're on TuneIn. And, yes, don't forget to like a show, share it, and leave a review. Make sure you leave a comment, as always. And thank you so much for all of the emails that you sent to me. They're amazing. You know, you encourage me, send me ideas and all of that. I look forward to, you know, just reading. I'm sorry I haven't been able to reply all of them, but just know that I get them and I appreciate them and I love you. But today, let's get to the show today. Today it's living it one blog at a time with guest CCME. And lifestyle is about interest, opinions, choices, and behavioral orientation. It typically reflects an individual's way of life, attitude, values, and worldviews, whereby forging a sense of self. And a blog is a perfect platform for sharing one's voice and thoughts with the world. And no one understands this combination better than today's guest, of course, who has won numerous awards for sharing her knowledge and experience with the world. And I'm so excited, you know, just to have my guest on the show today. She's, a multiple award-winning lifestyle blogger, vlogger, and editor at The Cosmopolitan Nigeria. First of all, I mean, we all know her as Sisi Yemi, but her real name is Yemi Siotisoya, and I'm very excited to have Sisi Yemi here on the show. Hi, Sisi Yemi. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Sorry, we had to keep you on for a while, but hey, first of all, I'd like to say welcome to the Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. This has taken like
Thank
forever.
You. I'm glad
it's easy to get to. You know, we've been waiting for this, but finally you're here, and we're so excited. Nice to have you here on the show.
Same here. Glad to be
Hello,
here.
Can you hear me?
I can
how's
hear you.
Baby?
Glad to be on the show today.
Just before we get into, you know, today's conversation, let me ask you, how's the baby doing?
Oh, I've tried to put him to sleep, so he's currently resting. It was a battle,
oh, wow.
But I won.
You know, I'm almost starting to think, you know, I realize that he's like one of your major castmates on your weekly vlog. I mean, he appears every week on CC Weekly, so, you know, I would expect that he'll be tired from all of the activities and recording and all of that.
Such a long day. He's had a very long day. We had an event today. We were there all day, so he must be very tired by now. Yeah.
I wonder how he's coping, though, with the limelight, like, you know, being thrust into it. I'm sure he must be enjoying it. We see all the little conversations that you both have, all the tagging and all. But let me ask you this. How's CC Weekly going? How's it going? How's it coming? I think that's the right word.
Well,
how's it coming?
It's actually going well. I think people enjoy it, being that it's one of the most viewed videos on my YouTube channel. So I do think people are enjoying it, and it kind of gives my audience an insight into behind the scenes kind of what I do and my daily life.
Okay. But, you know, for the sake of those listening, for those who are listening from around the world and who may not have had the privilege to come across your work and what you do, how would you describe the CME? I mean, who would you say CCME is? How would you describe yourself?
I would say CCME is a content creator, first of all, because I create content on my channel, on my YouTube channel, on my blog, on Cosmopolitan Nigeria, which I'm the editor for. So I create content all across my social media channel. And as a blogger, I'm a personal and lifestyle blogger. And what that means is I blog about myself. I blog about things that happen to me, things I have experienced in my life. I blog about those things and then things I can teach people. I would say it's vain kind of blogging because it's centered around me.
Okay, I like when you say it's a vain kind of blogging. But I also think that, you know, somehow we've all realized, found a way to use ourselves as inspiration to affect the lives of other people. So while you're probably thinking you're being vain, I'm sure there are lots of people who are touched every day by what you share.
Definitely. Because I get so many emails, I didn't know you are like this. I didn't know you did things like this. I didn't know there was somebody else like me on this planet that likes to scrape the scales of sardines, you know, things like that.
Okay, I see some other people dialed into the show. I don't know if you want to, I mean, first of all, if you're listening and you want to communicate, you want to say something and you want to talk, or you want to join the conversation, make sure to use your hand-raising effect. You have to press 1. Press 1 so we know that you want to speak, but you're not just listening, but you actually want to contribute, and we'll get you into the conversation. So I see somebody dialed in. But, you know, Cecilia, I mean, let me just ask you this. I mean, we did say that, I mean, you're a lifestyle blogger. And speaking of lifestyle, I know that you have a particular special. Oh, somebody wants to just hold on 1 second. I think we have a caller. Hi. Hello.
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 Hello. Hi. Good evening. Welcome to the Naked Talk. Who's speaking?
This is Engineer Yedu from Nigeria.
Okay, hi, Engineer Yedu. Hi. Welcome to the Naked Talk, sir. Hello?
Yeah.
I said, welcome to the show. You want to contribute? You want to comment? You want to say something to myself or to CME? You want to say something to my guest?
Yeah, come again, please.
Okay, you called into the show, so I'm trying to find out, do you want to say something to the guest, or do you want to talk to me?
I want to know if the program has started, the interview.
Yes, it's live. You're live. You're live on the show. My guest, Cecilia, is there. Hi, Cecilia. Are you still there?
Hello, Daddy.
Okay. How are you?
Is that your dad?
Yes.
Welcome, sir.
Okay.
Don't worry, I've had my lad on the show once. Thank you, Daddy. How are you, Daddy? How are you doing?
We are okay here. What's the program all about?
Well, it's the Naked Talk, and we have honest conversations about experiences.
Yeah.
We have authentic conversations, real conversations about experiences. And today I'm going to be talking to CME about, you know, just her career, or, you know, yes, her career as a blogger and as a vlogger, and how she's inspired the lives of so many people, and what she does, and just how she started, and all of that. But we'll be having honest conversations, so no cover-ups. She'll be, you know, she'll tell it the way it is, like, honestly, so that people can learn from it.
Okay.
Have I satisfied your curiosity, sir? So how are you doing? How's the weather where you are? Is it raining where you are? No.
Oh, the weather is okay. I'm talking from Warri here.
Okay.
It's been a rainy day.
It's been a rainy day. Yes, it just started raining.
Yeah, it's been
where I am in Lagos.
It's been a rainy day.
Okay, thank you very much. I hope you're going to still be listening to the show. You know, we're just about to get into the conversation with the CME. So thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you for calling in. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, hi, Cecilia. Hi.
Hello,
Cecilia. Hi. That was so sweet.
Hi.
That was so sweet. My mom has called in once, too. She called in, once like that and surprised me. I'm telling you, I didn't even know she listened to the show. She called in when IMB was guest, and she was like, you know, so it's kind of nice to have, you know, our family support us when we're doing stuff. And I'm sure he's very proud of you.
I hope so.
You know, let me ask you this. You know, as a lifestyle blogger, you know, let's talk about you being a lifestyle blogger. I noticed that you have lots of personal interests. For example, food. So let's talk about your food fetish. I know you have this food. So let's talk about your food fetish for a moment. What is this love that you have for food?
I think good food is one of the things God has given us to enjoy in life. Like, it's one thing you can enjoy without feeling guilty. And you only live once. You might as well eat good food. I like to enjoy everything I eat because it gives me so much pleasure. I think it's just one of the few gifts we have to enjoy good food. There are so many people sick in a hospital, passing tubes through their body. They can't enjoy eba, amala, fufu, jollof rice. And then, so I'm just grateful for the opportunity to eat what I love. So I make sure everything I eat, I enjoy.
And then you take all of those photographs and just tease us and make us salivate.
Yes.
And you just, you know.
You need to join me. I can't be eating alone. Now I will eat and you salivate on my behalf.
But the problem is you have the real thing, and we all have to, you know, just basically deal with the imagery of you having to enjoy yourself and stuff yourself with all of those beautiful, like, all that beautiful food. But you know what,
Tiziani? What I'm inspiring you to eat.
Okay. You know what? How about we take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. Just stay there. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. Tells it like it is, no matter who's afraid to bear.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji.
Have you pre-ordered your own specially autographed copy of The Naked Experience by Alex Okorji? From timid girl to confident woman. It will make you laugh, it will make you cry, it will make you cuss, but most of all, it will be a great resource for you and your loved ones. Log on to www.alexokorji.net to reserve your copy and win two VIP tickets to the book tour and match.
Okay, we're back. If you're just tuning in, this is The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji, and I'm excited to have you here on Friday Radio Special. And just before we went on the commercial break, I was talking to my guests. Wherever you're listening from around the world, if you want to join the conversation, I see some people logged in. Don't forget, the number to call is +1-215-383-3766. If you're in Nigeria, make sure you add +1. If you're outside, if you're in the U.S., call as a local number, 215-383-3766. And if you want to speak, make sure to use your hand-raising effect. Press 1 so we know that you want to talk, and we'll get you into the conversation. I see someone dialed in. If you want to say something, make sure to press 1 so we know you want to say something, and, of course, we'll let you join the conversation. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Hello? Or good evening. Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. I know you're in the U.S., so I can see that it's probably afternoon there. Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Anthony.
Oh, hi, Anthony.
Yeah, this is Anthony.
It's nice to have you here on the Naked Talk. Hello.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I have
you
want to
say something too?
Mm-hmm. I overheard your best sister Yemi talking about food.
Hello.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when you mention all those varieties of African food, I just miss how people can consume that, you know. I used to have that urge for that food before, but guess what? Every long time I take, make my tummy grow big, so kind of scary for me to even eat. Funny as it may sound, as I'm speaking with you now, I stopped eating rice, no eba, no amala, no fufu, no pandan yam, no nothing. The only food if I want to eat like vegetable soup or bolo soup, I have to blend the cocoa oats here. I have to blend it like then I have to make it like fufu. That's all I eat. You lost all those eba and all this. But because you can't hit it. Every time you grow big and when you hit there, you see yourself back and forth in the gym. You know? So how Sister Yemi does that, I don't know. Maybe she has an antidote she wants to give to me. Because I still miss those food, you know?
Just keep working out and then eat your lovely food in little portions. You'll be fine.
Little portion, you say. Ma'am, I'm 6'9". How can I eat little portion?
you can eat little portion.
I'm almost 7 foot. I want to eat little portion.
Wow. You know the funny thing? If you eat salad, even if you eat salad every day, and you eat, you know, the portion of 3 people, do you understand? You still put on weight. So I think it all comes down to portion control, like she said. You know, like if you eat little portion that way. But I guess what you're saying, I mean, he's a big man, so obviously he wants his food.
Eba and Ogbono, it's hard to control it when you start.
The last time I ever touched Gary now is almost 4 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
You can imagine what I'm talking about.
Wow.
I was in Nigeria
what?
2 years ago. I look at a bar like this and I close my eyes. I was in a number of states and I saw it nice about Ogbono soup. I just closed my eyes the other way.
Well, I'm sure things like amala, they are healthy, like semovita, they are healthy, and with vegetable soup.
You don't really see just semovita around here. You don't see it much, you know. And I remember I was in New York one day and I saw a guy mixing farina with another powder just to make it more. I just said, who is it? People say this to the public. They say, yes, I mean, anything can make money in New York. I said, Lord have mercy. You know? So before you get the natural, you get the real one. It takes time, you know? That's why when I come back to Nigeria, I hardly go, I only go to Buka where I know I can get the real one.
That's why you can get the correct one.
You know? So that's it. But other than that, I do enjoy these few minutes I spent with you guys. It's really interesting.
Thank you for calling.
Hopefully along the line during the course of the interview and the chat with Sister Yemi, I might have one or two things to contribute before I hit the road.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Okay, Sisi Yemi, and you know, thank you, Anthony, for calling into the show. Sisi Yemi, just you know, as we're having that conversation, I wanted to ask you something. What is your favorite food? Because I know I've heard this somewhere that Sisi Yemi doesn't have any favorite food. Like every food is your favorite. Like, but seriously, tell us. What is it that you love the most?
I love everything that tastes good. I don't have a favorite. No, I don't. I love amala. I love banga and star. I love jollof rice. I love fried rice. I love banga rice, coconut rice, anything. As long as it tastes delicious, I will not eat a jollof rice that is so delicious. I will not put myself through that. Mm. drop it and look for something delicious. And I'm grateful to God that I can do that.
Yes, because there's some people who cannot, you know, who don't have food to eat. And, I mean,
we're
lucky to have food to eat, and that's, Okay, okay. So I'm going to ask you this. I mean, for a lot of people, I mean, how did you start blogging? I mean, I'm sure that's a question you've gotten so many times, you're tired of, but you can never be tired of asking, you know, because there are lots of people who are going to be, you know, coming across you, you know, for the first time, and they always want to know that story. How did you start blogging?
Okay, that was back in 2010. I was doing my master's in the UK, and I had so much time on my hands. Like, we had lectures just three times a week, and the remaining times after reading, I had nothing to do. So then my boyfriend then, which who is my husband now, he told me, he was like, you have all this free time. Why don't you start a blog? And I'm like, what is a blog? I don't even know what a blog is. So I Googled what a blog was, and I was like, oh, this looks nice. I think I can do it. So I started, and I put up my first post because my husband encouraged me to do that. So I did it. And the first comment I got was like, you need to delete this blog. You will never be successful. This is rubbish. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
This is my first time blogging, and someone already has something mean to say to me.
Negative.
I was so discouraged.
Can you imagine?
Like, I was like, this person doesn't know me, doesn't know my life, doesn't know my struggle, just hating. On the first day, I was so sad for my husband. He was like, no, you need to start again. That person doesn't know you. The person is just ranting, delete it, and just, you know, continue. And that's how it started for me.
Oh, wow. Okay, I don't know what it is, but there's some little feedback, like an echo. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a network or something. But hello? Can you hear me from your end? So before we go, let me ask you this, because I remember you all have, you know, read a few places where you said blogging for you is just a hobby. Let me ask you, is this still a hobby?
It's still a hobby. Because I enjoy it, but now it's my career. Like, blogging has blessed me. God has blessed me through my blog. So many things I have now, it came through my blog, my job. My blog is my job. I stay at home. I have the opportunity to stay at home with my baby and still work from home because I'm a blogger. So it's more than a hobby. It's my career. It's my life right now.
It's not a career.
I can't even imagine a moment not blogging. If I wasn't blogging, I don't know what to do.
How do you feel about people? Because there are people who have this mentality, and I've had this conversation before with someone, you know, who's a blogger on the show. You know, there's people who feel like blogging is not a job. Like, it's not, and I find it insulting, actually. But there are people who just feel like, you know, blogging is not a serious thing. You know, it's just something people fuck around and do. How do you feel about that sentiment? Do you feel, because I don't know why they say that, maybe because everybody's doing it, but I think it's like a platform for people to share their voices. But how do you feel about that kind of comment?
I think the reason people say that is because they are not aware. They don't know what people can do through blogging. They need to look at the international market. Look at my colleagues in the UK, my colleagues in America, my colleagues all over the world that are doing what they're doing with blogging. People have built houses. People are living in millions of dollars, pounds, through blogging. So it's because they are not aware that people can do so much with blogging. That's why they're saying that. But I would use myself as an example. My whole life is sponsored by my blog right now. So if anyone wants to come to me to say, you can, blogging is just rubbish, you're wasting your time, I would have a lot to tell them. A lot. They're just not aware.
And I'm sure you're inspiring people. I mean, first of all, for you to live the standard of living, the standard of life that you have right now, and that being sponsored by your, you know, like you said, by your blog. I think that's a really awesome achievement. But let me ask you this just before we take a quick musical break. I'm going to ask you this, though. Do you remember, you know, the first time you got paid to blog? I mean, do you remember the first time you got paid to blog and how much you were paid? And first time you ever paid for a blog post?
I think that must have been in 2013. That was when I just came back. I think I came back to Nigeria then. And so many people were sending me emails. Over the years, people would send me emails, oh, send us your ad rate, you want to advertise. And I would respond like, oh, blogging is a hobby, please. I don't advertise on my platform. I'll speak English. But when I came back to Nigeria and I saw what was happening, like people were leaving off their blogs, I was like, why am I wasting my time? So I responded, and I think my first rate was it maybe 2,000 naira or 1,500 naira.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm just collecting this money so that it doesn't look like I'm advertising for free. I'm just going to
for
charge
free.
You 1,500 naira. Because to me, this is a hobby. This is not a money-making machine. But over the years, my eyes have been opened. And I am aware of the opportunities that abound through blogging.
Okay, Sisiemi. How about we take a quick, break, musical break from one of my, he was a guest on this show, Peter Kelly. This is Tailwind, and you know we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Stay there.
I'm thinking it's a great day for life to begin. I'm finally at a place where I've never been. I'm talking about a brand new version of me, stripped down to my story, wrapped in titanium. Wake up this way, it's a beautiful day. Blast the tailwind pushing me faster, forward with the force of a natural disaster. Sometimes you just wake up this way, it's a beautiful day.
Peter Kelly was a guest on this show, two, three, 3 weeks ago. Yes, he was a guest on the show 3 weeks ago. And, you know, he just also released a new song, like we do, and we'll probably play it in the, you know, sometime in the show. But, yeah, Peter Kelly was on the show, and I think he just went through some surgical whatever. But, we're sending our heartfelt, condolences to him, and I hope he's recuperating and getting better. That song kind of just makes me feel very upbeat and happy. And just before we, went on that musical break, I was chatting with my guest, my very special guest, CCME. CCME is a blogger. Oh, I have to add the word multi-award-winning blogger and vlogger. And she's the editor at Cosmopolitan Nigeria. And she's won so many awards, and we'll probably talk about it later. She's a pretty awesome person. And, we're just having a great conversation before when the commercial break. Hi, CCME. Hi. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I was going to ask you this. How do you, I blog. And I know how tedious it can get sometimes to just have the right kind of post, right? Create the right kind of ideas. So I was going to ask you this. How do you get your ideas? How do you get blog ideas and keep it fresh, How do you keep it fresh? How do you know what's going to go viral and what's going to bomb?
Okay. I will talk about two different categories. For my blog, it's usually things that happen to me. So that would involve, if I made jollof rice today, I'm probably going to film a recipe for jollof rice. If I'm doing my makeup for an event and I feel I might do it nicely, I would film it. I would film it. Do you understand? Let's say for a website like Cosmopolitan, which I manage, I create content by getting anything. It is difficult to create content, and content is the most important thing. That's what you're selling. So I get it from daily inspiration. I'm on social media 24/7. I'm on Twitter. I can just be walking or looking at a picture. I would use an example. I was looking at a picture yesterday of an actress. Her name is Erica Ash. And I was looking at her braids, and I was like, oh, these are nice. And then I started looking for pictures of her, and I saw that she loves braiding her hair, and she has it in different styles at different times. And I came up with this post, 10 different ways to braid your hair with Erica Ash as your style guide. Something like that. So it's things that around me, things I experience. I go on social media, I listen to people talk. I'm a member of various groups on Facebook where they talk about different topics, and I have so much information in my head, I literally have to write it down, like every minute, write down, oh, this is what I just thought about so I don't forget, you understand? And the other day, someone was talking to me, she was like, oh my God, you've been married for a year already. And I was like, wow, I never did a post about that. How to survive your first year of marriage. So that's a post coming up anyway. So I'm just sharing with you how I create my content. Just come from different places. You just have to be observant, the blogger.
True, very true. But let me ask you this. Do you have an idea, when you're writing or creating your, your post, do you have an idea what's going to be a hit? And do you have an idea what's just going to be passive? Like, can you almost feel what you know? You know, when you're writing, do you feel like, oh, my God, people are going to be blown by this. I know they're going to love this. And then there are some things you probably create and you're like, oh, maybe I'm just doing this just to make sure that at least today I've delivered, sort of. Does that happen with you?
Sometimes I can feel it, but what I try to do in all my content creation is try to resonate with the reader, find something that the reader or the audience can connect with. Once they can connect with it, it's going to be viral. But if they cannot connect, then that's where you've lost them and nothing is going to happen. So it depends. There are some posts that, I don't know how you define viral. There are some posts that so many people read them. And then there are some posts that not a lot of people read it, but the people that read it, they share it. And then other people see it.
Sure.
And then there are some posts that so many people leave comments on it, but still not a lot of people saw it. And then there are some that nobody left a comment on it. But so many people saw it. And you can, as a blogger, you have the back end
where you can always check the level of engagement of each post. So I always go back and I'm like, sometimes it's not about the comments. I can see what's happening behind the scenes. This post is still a good post, even if nobody comments, mm-hmm. because sometimes people like to comment on everything. They're like, oh, you're going in that clip, but you already said the name of the that's how it happens. It just creates new engagement.
True, and I think you make a good point, actually, and I think that's very important, especially if they're, like, you know, new bloggers, upcoming bloggers who worry about their, like, their analytics, for example. When I first started blogging, I cared too much about those things, but, you know, after a while, you just realize it doesn't really matter, because I go to quite a lot of, as I love to read, and I'm always searching for, you know, information, because, I mean, I write, and I, you know, always want to read and stuff, and I sometimes scan through several websites, but I don't drop a comment, like, do you understand? And I believe that there are people like me. I would hardly drop a comment because I'm always in a hurry, like, I'm always, you know, on the move. I don't have that time. So I can imagine that there are people like me who just read, you know, who don't have that time to, they just take what they can take. And if it's, sometimes they will share. If they can, sometimes I would share or, you know, just make note of it or come back again because I liked what I saw. But I would probably not necessarily be like a ghost. And so I'm sure that there are several other people like that. So maybe a lot of new bloggers or, you know, shouldn't really worry themselves. So I think the most important thing is to check your dashboard and see, okay, did it get as many views as, but like you said, you know, there's some that get a lot of views and it they may not take away anything from them. There's some that would mean a lot to the right people who see it. And some people will comment, and some people will say, I kind of understand that. That kind of makes a lot of sense, actually. Let me ask you this, though. What? I know how it feels. I know how tedious it can be. But are there any obstacles that you face when you started blogging? I mean, apart from those people who, you know, the person who tried to discourage you in the beginning, are there the normal day-to-day things that challenges that you face in terms of things that might hinder you from actually delivering a blog post? Maybe technology, maybe internet. Maybe internet. I don't know. Are there, what?
Technology. Like now in Nigeria, it can be tough. Just before I got this call with you, the power went out and my generator was having
Same thing
problems.
Happened to me.
So I had to look for someone to help me quickly fix this right now. Those are the kind of issues I face.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to upload something and then the internet is so slow. I can't even do anything. So there's so many issues. And sometimes as a blogger, you might get burnt out a bit and you just need to chill for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of anything, just because you're not inspired as much. And sometimes when you're not inspired as much, it's not that content because it might just be bleh, rubbish content you're putting out. There's so many issues. I think my major one would have to be technology, and then internet data is expensive here, so you can't be on the internet to work. You have to, you know, quickly go there and run through.
True, especially we that we're here in Africa, you know, internet is still a privilege, not a it's not the end of life. It's still a privilege for a lot of people. So it can be difficult. But I remember when I first started, like, the radio show, geez, I was locked out of my show, like, twice in the middle of a live show. I was like, yay, you know. So but then, thank God, it's a naked talk. Anything can happen. It's unscripted.
Yeah.
It's censored. If we go out, hey, fine. You know, you use sense. But the truth is, you know, it can be embarrassing, especially, you know, here. But those are the things that we, you know, struggle with. And I'm sure that sometimes your fans, you know, wait and they're expecting something, or your readers are expecting something, and they're like, ah, Sissy, I'm not posted today. What's going on? But let me ask you.
Yes,
it
happens a lot, and more so recently.
Yeah.
Even ever since I had the baby, you know, sometimes I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to wake up at 8 o'clock. I'm going to post at 9 o'clock, and then I should edit pictures. Everything will film by 10 o'clock. And then when I wake up and the baby is just doing his own timetable, and the whole post does not even happen at all that day. So things like that happen.
Yeah. So, but let me ask you this. I mean, we'll be talking about you just being a blogger. You're also a video blogger, which is, you're also a video blogger. You have a vlog, which is pretty very popular because you get a lot of views and all of that. So I'm going to ask you this. Which do you like the most, writing or video blogging?
I love both of them. I think I love both of them. At the moment, I'm doing more of videos because
video.
I like the fact that I can always go back and watch what happened over again. I can relive the moment. So I'm loving videos right now, even though I love writing. Do you understand? So I don't write as much as I used to before. I do more videos now. Well, I love both of them, and I think they go hand in hand, writing and videos, you know. Together.
Yeah, and I think it's great because, I mean, whatever case is, you're not leaving your readers and your fans, you know, lost. I mean, you're still sharing content with them, whether it's writing or video. You know that you're still churning out something and they can still stay in touch with what's going on in your life and still be empowered.
That was what was happening to me a few months back when I was pregnant and I was just writing. And typically, let's say I had posts I would write on Monday where I would recap everything I'd done during the weekend, during the week. But because I was heavily pregnant, I couldn't go anywhere. And there was only so much you can write when you're doing those things.
Yeah.
So after I had the baby, I was like, how do I make this interesting? I'm going to be at home feeding this, taking care of my baby. I'm not going to be going out as much. Let me give them behind this page instead of writing, oh, my baby pooped today. It's better if you can see it, watch it in action. That way I don't have to
think
about what happened. You can picture what I'm going through. That's where a lot of the videos are coming from, when I couldn't explain myself for that. Just watch it. Just see what happened. This is what I had for breakfast. This is why I couldn't go to sleep. All of that.
Okay, Susiemi. You know what? How about we take another musical break? Don't go anywhere. I'm having so much fun talking to you, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back soon. Now, this is Like We Do by T-Sex Kelly.
We just victims of our place and time. Were we written in the stars? Was your mission to invade my mind? Mine to catch you like a blessing in a jar. The universe has reasons and the plans. Life has lessons to be learned. Sometimes love and loss go hand in hand. Maybe love cannot be found but must be earned.
Love got tough and I gave up, but I guess I had it coming. My hands fell to my side. You showed up like a bumper cut from my chin and sent me flying higher than I've ever been. And I feel like laughing in the face of the world.
Don't believe in miracles. Maybe you made a believer out of me. Maybe you made a believer out of me.
I got tough and I gave up, but I guess I had it coming. My hands fell to my side. You showed up like a bumper cut from my chin and sent me flying higher than I. And I feel like laughing in the face of the world.
Super, super, we shed a feather, grow more, but caught my chin and sent me flying higher.
Talk with Alex Okorji. And yes, my name is Alex, and I'm broadcasting live all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, to the world. Of course, Lagos, Nigeria, the heart of Africa. We say the heart of Africa. Well, it's been a pretty interesting conversation so far with my very special guest, Tusiyemi, and she's been sharing a lot of stuff with us. And, you know, Tusi keeps it real. I mean, no pretense, no airs. You know, she's just It's kind of really illuminating. It's nice because I never really suspected that about. I mean, yes, you can tell from the blog post which is down to earth and all of that, but then you're not really sure until, like, you know, you have a one-on-one conversation. So this is pretty interesting for me, just, you know, getting to know a lot more about Sissy. Hi, Sissy Emmy. Hi. Are you still there?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm
too. Hi. Okay, you know, just before we went on that commercial, the musical break. Oh yeah, and that's the way. By the way, sorry guys, that was Like We Do by Peter Kelly. Peter Kelly was on the show, and you can get that song. I think that song is selling right now on his website. You can go to www.peterkellymusic.com, and yeah, buy the track or get it on iTunes, I think. Anyway, guys. So see, just before we went, we talked about a lot of things. We talked about the obstacles you went through trying to. I mean, challenges. That you experience, you know, as a blogger, and, you know, which one you prefer between video blogging and and writing. But let me ask you this. What is the most hilarious thing a blog reader has sent you? I mean, what would be the most, you know, the most hilarious thing that a blog reader has probably commented or sent you concerning your blog or your blog post?
Wow. I'm trying to remember. But they're all
you're trying to think away.
There are also many. I can't think of one right now, but my blog readers, to be honest. Okay, I think the last person that sent me an email, what the person said was, oh, Sissy, I sent you emails, you've not responded. You said our comments are like jollof rice, grains of jollof rice on your plate. Your own response to me is like the meat on my plate of jollof rice. Please respond to me. And I thought that was funny. I had to respond. I've been in a bad habit of not responding to emails because there are so many. Mm-hmm. And by the time I say I'm going to do it, I end up procrastinating and it never gets done sometimes. But I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to respond to my email. But I think that's the last funniest thing someone said to me.
Okay. So I'm sure that people have asked you this as well so many times, and I'm going to ask you anyway. Why did you stop the chat?
Oh, I said it before, why I stopped Monday Chit Chat was because, you know, times are different now. You know, in your life, you just have to accept different seasons of where you're in. And right now, I'm in mom, and my team needs a lot of my attention. I can't afford to be going out and turning up everywhere like I used to. I have another priority, which is taking care of this baby. And which is where the weekly vlogs came out from. So because I couldn't do Monday Chit Chat anymore, I decided, you know what, I'm going to do better. I'm going to show you what I do throughout the week. And I think, to be honest, I think people love this more than Monday Chit Chat. Of course, Monday Chit Chat gave them the opportunity to see, oh, what's happening in Lagos? Oh, so they are enjoying, you're living your life here today, there tomorrow. But with these vlogs, they can say, oh, today, to the mommy now, oh, look at your son, he's so adorable, and all of that. So, yeah.
Okay. I know this. I mean, first of all, when people are you know, on the other side of the screen, you know, reading for you, or what are your, you know, when people are on the other side, actually, when they admire you for what you do, whether you're a writer or an actor or a singer or whatever it is, people also have this idea about who they think you are. So let me ask, what would be the biggest misconception that people have about you?
Somebody called me an Obasabi housewife. Like, I think I know too much, like, ICK. And I'm like, is that how I come across? I don't know too much. I'm just telling you what I know. Is that what it looks like? Please, I'm not an ICK.
Oh, girl, please, people gotta be crazy.
Yeah, so when I saw that, I was like, oh, really? Like, I never thought about that. So is it because I share so much information, how you can clean your shoes, how you can make your jello fries, how you can style your hair, you think I am an Obasabi? So that I think that's the biggest misconception, of which, no, I'm not like that. People that know me know that I don't even know anything. It's just a small thing I know I share with people, share with my audience.
people are just. But let me ask you this: when you get those kind of, do you respond to them? Do you respond to them? No. Do you say anything? No. You just ignore.
On how I get it, I think most of how you get those things are like you see them on, let's say, other blogs, other websites. Let's say if another website featured you, they'll probably go and leave that kind of comment there, because you know, they can't come and leave it on your blog, because you either delete.
Okay.
Because there's no way to make it on your page, but they're not going to say it to you directly anyway. So, I've seen that on another person's blog saying, "Oh, to see me things, you know, so much." So, that was the only one. But apart from that, I think I'm blessed with beautiful readers. My readers, they're very nice people. That's what my husband said. He's like, "Your readers are like you. They're down to earth. They love you." I went out today and I saw a lot of my readers. They're just smiling, hugging, you know, everything is so warm and nice. I don't have haters on my blog or my YouTube, no. We don't have that there.
Well, it's not a gossip blog or any of those, so, I mean, why would we want, I mean, we don't want haters now, do we? So,
well, we want children of God.
You said what?
Only people that have the fear of God that we like there. People that fear God.
That
they're
we
not
like
going
the
to Exactly.
Let me say this. First of all, when somebody goes to your blog, and I need to ask you, this is getting a little technical, but this is getting technical for those that might benefit from this conversation that we're having. When somebody goes to your blog, it's very easy to see that somebody has spent so much time in trying to make it what it is. How did you go about putting your layout and design and all of that? Was that your doing? I mean, did you come up with the design or the concept, or was it somebody else who just came up with that?
In the beginning, I came up with everything. But if you go to my blog now, I came up with half of it. Like the pictures on my blog, the picture with the white background and everything.
Yeah.
I took my picture myself. I'm a self-taught photographer. So I take the picture myself, I edit it, and then I had to give it to someone to make it a bit neat for me. So it looks this way, but someone helped me work on it. I'm not a techie person at all. But in the beginning, this was only changed last year. In the beginning, I did everything myself. I would YouTube, how to fix your blog layout, how to do this. And I knew how to do all those things. But there's no time right now to be doing it. So why not give it to somebody else?
I mean,
who can
as you grow. But I mean, the most important thing is to see that when you get into that, because that's the one thing that, you know, it's for me as a person, even as a reader, I mean, it's just like you're trying to buy a book, also you're thinking of the book cover. The book cover is the first thing that attracts you, even before you get into the content. You're like, okay, is it going to be a great reader or not? You know, it's like food. You know, the food doesn't look attractive. You don't even want to eat, even if it's the best food at all. So someone goes into that, you know, the site. You can tell that whoever owns the site isn't lazy at all. This person has their eyes working because you go, it's beautiful, it's comfortable, it makes you feel, you know. And it really inspired me because when
colorful.
I was going to start, what did you say?
I said it's very colorful.
Did you say?
I like color.
Very, very colorful. Like when I was going to start my own blog, you know, somebody told me, said, oh, have you checked out to see she's all lifestyle, one thing, and I'm like, okay, really? Okay, that's not it. I need to close to what I'm trying to do, but let me check it out. And when I got there, it was the first blog probably maybe the only one. There are people that are going to, you know, start castrating me. But it was, you know, it was nice to look at it. So I look at a lot of it and I feel like people are just being lazy. Do you understand? Now, so when I go there and I look at it, I'm like, okay, this is somebody who knows what she wants. And she's trying to make everybody who comes here feel welcome. So rather than just walk in and read one post and get out, you're trying to scan her. It's okay, maybe I might find something else, you know, that I do. So I think that, you know, that obviously, you know, just what you do. And it's not just, it's consistent, not just with the blog, but even with the vlog as well. Even with everything else you're doing, pictures, you know, there's a consistency in terms of everything that you're doing. I think that's really amazing.
I'm glad you noticed and you appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is that what?
Thank you for noticing it.
Yeah. No, but it's the truth. I told the truth. No, it's the truth, you know. People say to me as well, oh, your blog looks nice. The truth is that I told them, yeah, it looks nice, but I know I was inspired by something, you know, someone else's, even though I had to do everything myself. I did everything myself on my blog. But, you know, I was inspired by the fact that a blog didn't just have to be one page. You know, you could actually put your essence into it. And, yeah, it doesn't have to be boring. Yeah. But let me ask you this. I know that for some people, writers, you know, like to read other people's work, whether you're an author, whether you're, you know, an editor at a magazine or whatever it is. Let me ask you this. Can you name 5 other blogs that you visit? You would say that are your top favorite blogs that you always love to go there just to check out what's going on?
I would say I love to check out, well, Bella Niger doesn't count as a blog, so I wouldn't say that. I love For Style's Sake.
It doesn't count as a blog.
Bella Niger isn't a blog. Okay,
what
so let's check out Bella Niger. I love reading For Style's Sake.
Sorry, just before we go ahead, what is it if it's not a blog? What is it?
it's a website with employees. So that is a serious business right there.
I get you.
We're talking about blogs, but one person. One man.
Yes. Individual, personal that's blogs, yes.
Yeah.
That's a wholesale magazine.
Yeah, exactly. For Style's Sake is really cool. I like reading Cassandra Ikegune. I love reading Jado Fashion. The truth is, I love reading fashion blogs. And I'm not much of a fashionista myself. And there's somebody I've been reading for a very long time. Her name is Vera Sake. She's in America. I've been reading her for over 5 years. So those are the grandmas and grandpas blogging, Nigerian blogging. And I think I do more of watching YouTube videos now. I watch Patricia Bright. She's Nigerian, British. But she inspires me because she has like, she has like 500,000 subscribers. Like, how isn't that exciting?
Wow.
I watch Shelly Eryan. Those people are inspiring. Those are the blogs. Those are the videos I watch because when I see them, I'm like, I aspire to be like that. One day, I will get there. Yeah, so those are the ones.
And you will.
I
don't get that people just say, no, I'm just... Some people are saying, I can't just wait to be to see her. I mean, I can't wait to have the traffic that she has. And then, you know, but that's the way life is. It's a circle. You know, once we accomplish something, we want to accomplish more. And we're all trying to grow.
Yeah.
And then we'll, you know, want to do so much more for ourselves. Okay. I know that you are an award-winning blogger. And that's not something we should actually take lightly.
I don't take
it. You won several awards. It's a big deal. I mean, do you know how many blogs? Last time I checked, you know how many blogs are in the world? You know, so let me not even count how many are in this country, Nigeria. Do you understand? And so, you know, for you to win awards, it's not a small deal. But what would you say? What would you say it takes for someone to become an award-winning blogger? Like, if you were about to give a tip or, you know, a guide, what would you say it takes? What would somebody have to do for them to be actually recognized for the contributions of the work that they do via their blog?
Okay, I would like to first of all say that it is all by the grace of God. It's not really by my power.
Mm.
So I would say the grace of God surrounding my blog. God is blessing my blog.
Mm.
But apart from that, what I also do is, as a blogger, you should try to find your own comfort zone, find your niche. Not everybody is a gossip blogger. You have to find something that makes you unique. And that's what you're unique for is what people remember you for. So if you go to someone's blog and you try to be like that person, you are second best to that person. Try to be your own self. Try to be your own kind of blogger. And people will always remember you. Like if you think of my blog now, you're like, oh, that girl that writes about food. Food will first of all come to your mind. And she does makeup and she does videos. Like you remember those things. But so I would advise them, just be your own kind and be strategic. Everything in life is strategy. You have to be strategic in your placement. Network. That's what social media is for. Social media is not for abusing people that you cannot see face to face. You need to use social media to your advantage. People are exchanging money and checks in their Twitter DMs and on Facebook, and you think those places are just there for playing. Instagram is not, like sometimes when I go on my Instagram, I put pictures of, oh, my lipstick, oh, and it might look like I'm a bit vain, oh, this is what I wear today. No, this is strategy. This is a business strategy. You need to put yourself out there. And when you put yourself out there, people are going to find you. Like now, when you call DM and you say, oh, you can associate the DM with food, it's not hard to now say if, like I was the brand ambassador for, online brand ambassador for Maggie. So it's not hard for them to say, oh, so blogger loves food that we can use. Oh, they'll be like,
yeah,
oh,
and we can work with
her. Exactly. So you need to create a niche for yourself, and whatever you are doing, put in your best. Anything I put on my blog, I give it my best at that moment. Maybe next year I can do it better, but in this moment, this is the best I can do, and I give it my finishing. My husband knows, like, I'm obsessed with my blog. When I'm trying to film, I don't let anybody disturb me. When I'm trying to edit, I make sure it is perfect as much as it can be. So just give everything your best, and you'll reap the rewards eventually. And then be consistent. I've been blogging for 5 years now. I started in 2010. And I would say it did not start like this. I only started making what I would call real money from it last year. So that was like 4 years of free blogging, getting nothing out of it. But right now, I got a lot because I was building the foundation for where I'm standing now. So you have to be consistent. It's just not in one day. People have to see that consistency over the years or over time.
Okay, you know, just before we wrap this conversation, because we've been talking for so long, and we know that you have to get back to the baby.
It feels like just
and, you know, it's pretty old. What did you say?
It feels like just a few minutes.
It feels like just a few minutes, right? You don't even realize that we've talked for more than an hour. Well, you know, just before we wrap the show, and, you know, that's so much, that's what's amazing about this conversation. You don't want it to end. You're like, no, don't go. But then you realize that you know, everywhere else in the world is daytime, but it's like almost midnight here in Nigeria. But, you know, just before, you know, we wrap the show, let me ask you this. Some people would say that you are successful. Do you feel like you are successful? I mean, what would you, how would you, what does success mean to you? How would you evaluate success? What would you say success, basically?
This is a very interesting question, because just yesterday I created a hashtag called this is what my success looks like, something like that. And I was trying to define what success means to me. Yeah. And I was like,
oh, wow.
A lot of people are like, oh, this is successful. You're successful if you have 100 million naira. And I'm like, what is my own definition of success? Success to me means something different. Success to my mom would mean something different. And for me, I think success is when, you know, I can kind of spend money without thinking about my bank balance, you know, take my extended family, everybody, take my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my parents, my husband, my children, take us on a very nice vacation, take everybody, like when I can afford to do a lot for myself, my family, my community, that's when I'll think I am successful. It's not just when, you know, I'm just living like this. No, success is if my success would need to affect everybody. It would need to affect everybody for them to know, this my child is successful. That's how I'll know I was successful, mm-hmm. when everybody around me is successful and living kind of off my success. You know, that kind of thing. I think it would be cool. Holiday with the parents. With the parents in law.
That makes a lot of sense.
My sister's
what did you
in-law.
Say?
Yeah. I said holiday what? With my parents, with my parents in law, with my sister's in law, with my cousins or whatever. It will be really nice. That's what I would do. And I will add something else. Mm. I always tell my mom this. I would say I'm successful when I have my own chef, someone to cook any kind of food I want, any time of the day. That is my vision.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mr. C, I mean, you do love food, don't you? Oh, my God. You really, really, really love food. Oh, God, when you have your own private chef, that's when, you know, you're successful. You know, for me, I actually do think you're successful. And why do I say that? I mean, success for me is just knowing that you can live you're living your dreams. It's, you know, having
exactly.
a plan, you know, having a vision and knowing that you've been able to do certain things to achieve it. That, for me, is success.
Yeah.
And just saying that you are leaving, you know, your dream. If you're comfortable with what you're doing and you're enjoying what you're doing.
Yes.
Beyond your dream.
Yes,
so you're successful. There's, you know, it's
Yay!
So much fun having you on the show.
It's
so much fun having you on the show.
I
had so much fun, too, and I wish you didn't have to go. But you know what? You know,
you
I'd love for you to come back some other time. I'd love for you to come
Yay!
Back some other time when something new happens. You never know.
Yeah,
you never really know. But it's been awesome. It's been really, really awesome talking to you.
Sure.
Oh, many people are in this back room. It's been very awesome talking to you. I had so much fun. You know, I can't wait for you to come back again. You know, this is pretty interesting. Okay, guys, you know, if you're just tuning in, well, you know, I had this pretty interesting conversation with my guest, CCME. CCME is an award-winning blogger, vlogger, and we had great radio conversation today. If you know anyone who missed it, don't forget you can always catch it. You can always catch the archived conversation. You can come back here to the radio channel and catch the archived conversation, or you can go to my official website, www.alexacorici.me, and click on radio, and you can find it there. Or you can go to my blog, just click on blog, or go to www.alexacorici.net, and you can find it there. Or check out on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn. We are syndicating all over your internet radio platform. So, yes, you can find this conversation with Tutsi and me. Don't forget to comment, share, tell somebody about it. We did have an awesome time. We talked about so much, and I believe that a lot of people will be empowered by the conversation because there's so much that she shared that people – okay, I see people called, dialed into – I mean, do you want to say something? If you want to call – if you want to speak, make sure to use your hand-raising effect. Press 1. Press 1 so we know that you want to say something because there's someone here just before Sissy Emmy leaves the show. I can see a number dialed in, but I see people dialed in, chat room dialed in. Everybody's here, active, and the people listening all over. Don't forget to share, let someone know, you know, the conversation that we have on the show. It's been rather interesting. Yeah, what was I going to say? Talk Therapy. Talk Therapy continues Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every weekend. Ask Alex, you know, we can have one-on-one private conversations about your concerns, as always. Don't forget to go to my booking page. You can go to www.alexacorici.me and click on Ask Alex. And, of course, you know, we can schedule a one-on-one, a virtual, an online one-on-one. Yes, and don't forget, you can get my book, my new book, The Naked Truth. The Naked Truth, Life Strip. It's all about telling the truth. You know me, I'm about being naked. And being naked is pretty much just embracing who you really are. It's about stripping the lies, you know, and taking off the covers. It's about accepting who you are and presenting yourself just the way you are. And so it's pretty, it's a witty, gritty guide about, you know, the real truth about love, life, sex, relationships. You know, those are the things I love to talk about because I believe that those are the things that concern us as humans. I mean, we're all connected one way. I mean, who doesn't care about love? Who doesn't care about life? Who doesn't care about sex, relationship? Okay, you people might say you don't. But it's what connects all of us. And those are the things. It doesn't matter where you're from, what tribe, culture, what part of the world you live in, you know, what the color of your skin is. These are the things that concern us, and those are the things I like to share. And it's pretty interesting. The reviews are great. You can go to my website and click on book and find out, read the reviews. Don't forget to get your e-copy. It goes for only $9.99. That's about 2,000 naira. See, very cheap. Or you can pre-order a hard copy Yes, and get to find out. And then, of course, my other book, The Naked Experience, is coming out in January, and the book tour in that. I can't wait. I'm very excited. It's been an awesome Friday radio special on the show, and I'm looking forward to my next show. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Talk Wednesday next week. Sissy Emmy has been awesome. She's sharing so much. You can come back here and listen and share it to those, you know, who missed it. As always, remember that expression is a sign of strength, not weakness. Don't apologize for being who you really are. It's okay to be yourself and to keep it real. That's what this is all about. It's all, you know, it's all about empowering people and allowing people to share their experiences, be open, be naked, be transparent, and, you know, just empower each other. So until we come back same time next week on Talk Wednesday, don't forget, I love you for listening. Mwah.
Talk with Alex Okorochi.